Freud's Angels. Here is your reading for the week. Remember, never give your power up to a reading, a reader, or any situation. Remember, you always have the power of autonomy. Enjoy. Hey, angels. Welcome to your weekly reading for January 7th through the 13th. I was going to say the 1st. I'm like, no, that was last week. Welcome to 2024. This is our first reading in the new year. Happy New Year to those who feel it's a new year. To those of us who don't necessarily feel like it's New Year yet, hang on. This is the flux. This is the, okay, you know, we've been through it. We got through the holidays. It's like that kind of like cleaning up after the party moment, I feel January is. Yeah. I feel we're not going to really get going moving forward until like around the 12th. Like, I feel like that's the moment where things start to pick up speed. It doesn't mean that things aren't already happening that are different in this new year. Yeah. And also, if you celebrate the cycle of the seasons, your new year isn't until the spring equinox, which Ostra, you know, it isn't until then that that happens. Like, this is time of darkness. And I love that people are like, New Year's was only made and created from a made up calendar, which is useful and helpful, and not that we need to throw it all out, but like, it doesn't, may not signify how you feel energetically, emotionally, or spiritually. It may connect to that, oh, you know what? It's not New Year's yet for me. Like, I don't feel like that charge ahead feeling. And that's okay. Go with what you're feeling. Honor that, because it's super important, I think. And I've been saying this to everybody, like, you know, we're fresh out of a Mercury retrograde. The last, you know, the 2 weeks post shadow doesn't really end until the middle of the month, like the 12th, around the 12th. And so give yourself that grace and time to just slough off the holidays, let everything land where it needed to. We're doing kind of disaster cleanup. And just kind of move forward with it.
Yeah, I love that advice, because I feel like that's, you know, when I learned that September and October were like propelling months for me every year, I was kind of like, well, that's my pattern. You know what I mean? Like, just because it's not the calendar year or the whatever, like, that's a cycle of mine that I can now use to go forward. You know, and I think that people forget to do that, that they are always just like, oh, well, this is the time to do this, and this is the time to do that. And it's like, not always, sometimes, right? Sometimes that'll align for you. But other times you may see your own personal patterns and be better served to work with that. So I love it.
100%. What did the mermaids have to say, Vanessa?
So the mermaids, I believe we've had this card before. They love to tell us about abundance. I feel like they're just constantly coming in to remind us every few weeks to be like, how are you feeling about your abundance? How do you feel abundant? How can you feel more abundant? I love this card because I think I said this the last time that I pulled the card, and this is the thing that I love about it. She is like almost like unfazed by the fact that she is like sitting among jewels. There's jewels all over. She's just like, yes, here are the things that I have, right? Like, and there's a massive amount of them, but there's not like this, you know, the thing that you're used to seeing, the wonder, the joy, the like, oh my God, I have so many things. She's just kind of like, things are here. They're always here. These are the things, you know, like, and just kind of celebrating that they're there. They'll always be there. That maybe she doesn't even know what's at the bottom of that chest, but it's all great because it's all there. It's all everything that she needs. And I feel like whenever I think about abundance, and this has changed over the years, I feel like typically when people hear abundance, a lot of people will think financial abundance, right? Like, or material abundance. Yeah. And like the thing that I had to learn was like of the other abundances, the love abundance, the abundance of time, the abundance of patience, the abundance of, you know, all kinds of other things that can turn into gratitude, that can turn into, you know, just really like understanding that there's an ebb and flow of everything, and just kind of, you know, allowing it all to be abundance really helps balance everything out. And it has for me, you know, once I started to really lean into that, the financial abundance quote unquote. And even then, it's like, it's, as I was saying it, I was like, financial abundance, we're always thinking tons, right? Like financial abundance must be tons. And for me, it's like a little bit more than enough feels abundant to me. And so I always have enough right now, because I'm not feeling like, unless I have $1 million, I'm not abundant. Like, man, I'm abundant. I'm abundant, right? I'm abundant because I have clients when I need clients. I, you know, like that there's just something to be said for allowing yourself to see that abundance is more than just that financial. And then also looking at what you believe all these abundances actually are, that it's not a ton of things all the time. It is the feeling that we have of joy because we have it. We have the thing that makes us abundance, because we have the thing, not the amount of the thing that we have, but that we have it.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes, yeah. It's, and I think it's, you know, it's funny. We pulled three tarot cards for the, I wanted to pull it for like kind of us and the podcast. And one of the things was, you know, that lack mentality, the leaving of the lack mentality, that the also the conversation and the relationship we have with wealth, with physical wealth, with abundance, that's shifting. It's not so much focused on the money and like getting the money and hustling. It's more about the abundance of the ways that we want to feel. Like, how do we want to feel in situations, and leaning into that, and that quiet understanding that we will be provided for, and that understanding that, you know, when we are in our heart and we are doing the thing, the situations will come to either lead us to what we need or to understand why we're not maybe getting what we need, like what's in our way. And not from a space of blame and shame, but from a space of, ooh, that's my thought, my belief was in the way, or my trauma was in the way. Like, all the things will lead us to what we're asking for abundantly. So I love it.
Yeah.
So the surrender card today was that jumped out when Vinicius jumped out, was called Surrender to Play. And this, it says, take a break from overthinking a goal, do something fun, play is a time of recreation, rejuvenation. And, you know, I think it's appropriate to have this card in the new year when everybody's like kind of hell bent on creating resolutions, intentions, whatever they're creating. And that's fine. If that's your thing, that's your thing. But like, I just, you know, we're so focused on the doing. Like, we spent the last part of the year in the holidays focused on giving. Now we're pushing ourselves to focus on making changes or shifts, that we've just spent a year of like being in the underworld of our shadow, our emotions, our inner world. You know, taking January off is not gonna like stop your progress. It is so, like, the idea of playing and just enjoying the world and where you live and what you have and being playful helps spawn the energy that brings us the rest of what we need to move forward in our goals. It's not always about what are my goals? What are my goals? I mean, I know social media plummet like hits us over the head constantly with that kind of stuff. And we don't need to always be in that state of goal planning or having goals or, you know, killing ourselves to meet them. We need to also be in a state of play, because when we're in play, which I admittedly am one to forget to do, because it's like I said, I'm that too. I'm like, what's next? What do I have to work on next? What's next? And I never give myself that chance to just enjoy where I'm at and to be and to play and go do things that are fun to me. So we tend to not, when we're playing, we're bringing that lighthearted energy to our being, to our, wherever we're at in our bodies and in the outer parts of us. And when we do that, we're attracting what we're asking for. When you're in play and you're in abundance of play, that play will continue to be fed to you because you're accepting and receiving it. When we're goal oriented and we're working towards the goal, when we're putting all of our focus on working on our goal, spirit's going to be like, oh, they don't need the other stuff, like the happiness, the joy. We're so driven on the doing that we have to understand. I think the biggest turning point for my understanding about the way spirit works and the universe is that it's neutral. It gives you what you ask for. Mm-hmm. It will always provide for you. And if you're asking for more work, endless amounts of hours, no taking no time off, if you're constantly doing that, it will reflect situations to you of that.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose
it matches.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you choose to like balance your time with play, and even if it's not totally in balance, maybe you work a lot because you have deadlines and you have projects, but yet you take maybe a day or two out of your weekend and you go do something fun. Maybe you just take a walk in the woods. Or for me lately, it's been taking a drive through the mountains. Like mm-hmm. that's my play because I love driving and I love being, and the more I have done it to take care of me, because that's my new thing. When I'm overwhelmed, stressed out, I go take myself a drive. And I don't know why I got away from doing that, but that used to be my thing. And the more I've done that, the lighter I felt, the easier and more resilient I felt in order to handle my deadlines, to work harder because I've allowed myself that play. It's not in balance, but spirit is like, oh, I get it. You want fun and you want joy, but you also want hard work and you want to feel accomplished. We'll bring you both, like in a balanced way, because I'm seeking balance. And because I'm putting that energy out there, it's going to be reflected to me.
Yeah. I mean, whatever we want abundance of, yeah. The more we're in the energy of it, we'll get it, right? Like whenever I'm making goals with people, with my clients, we're not making goals from our heads. We're making goals from our hearts, because it's the only way that we're going to enjoy the process of goal achievement, right? Like I'm not going to enjoy goal achievement if it's something that I'm only attached to because it's financial, or I'm only attached to it because it'll make me feel great when I achieve it and I can tell everybody how great I am. We're not going to be joyful during that time. That's not that. So people are going to, it's going to be hard. It's going to be arduous. We're going to, we're not really going to enjoy that process. But if we are in joy and in play, right? Like we make goals that feel playful, because then we will continue that path. Because listen, when we feel good, we want to keep feeling good. So that not so good is going to feel, I call it the sandpaper effect. The grit is going to go lower and lower and lower. And we're going to start to feel the contrast way harder of the things that we were doing that do not bring us joy, that do not bring us the abundance of happiness that we're looking for. And so we'll stop doing them, and that's the scary thing. That's the scary thing that I think people are afraid to play, because they're afraid they're going to get quote unquote lazy, which is a whole other, conversation, right? Like if I play too much, I won't achieve my goals. And it's like, okay, but your goals need to be play also. Like that's the balance that goes on the goal sheet, right? Like I'm always like, what are the things you do that you love? Nothing. Well, that has to be a goal then too, because if you are a goal oriented person and that's the only way I'm going to get you to do it, then that's what we're going to do. We're going to add it to the goal list, and you're going to have to report to me
yeah.
about your play, right? And then we just go from there and allow that to exist. But I love these two cards together,
yes.
because I feel like that's what it's telling us, is that it's like you create abundance much quicker in a play state, in a joy state, in, like in a flow state. And it isn't easy to get there. But it also allows, like when you get into that joy state, you feel abundant without having to have a measurement of what that abundance is, right? Like I don't have to tell you how many people in my life love me in order for me to say, man, I have an abundance of love. I feel abundant in love, right? Like, cause I just feel it. I don't have to quantify it. And so I love this, cause they do go together.
Absolutely. And for those of you that are like, yeah, my life is shit right now, and you want me to go feel joy, honey, it doesn't have to be this overwhelming euphoric moment. It can be just like, what is something you really enjoy? Is it just like going and sitting in the park? Is it being in the woods? Like, is it taking a drive? What, 5 minutes? It doesn't mean you have to spend hours or days doing things when you don't have them, because you're just trying to survive and you're just trying to make it. I get it. I spent this entire last year understanding and learning how to find that, because I was there too. I was in the mud of things and I was stuck. And so last year I committed, what can I spend just a few moments each week? Even if it was like 5 minutes a week, it wasn't every day. It was just like, find something that brings me joy. And sometimes it was about doing puzzles on my freaking tablet or doing something like that. You know what I mean? And it wasn't big, but it was like a break from the constant processing and working that I do because I'm a little bit of a reformed workaholic, but I have tendencies when I'm upset or in emotional distress, my MO is to work more. So in the little moments that I found, those 5 minutes, it's increased its presence in my life and its presence of, you know, oh, it just gradually grew on its own because I realized how much I feel better. Even if I don't understand what my joy is, it was like I felt lighter. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you have to start telling yourself you can't because you don't have things is a way of defeating yourself before you've already started. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes. Just do 5 minutes, whether it's listening to your favorite song, reading 10 pages of your favorite book, whether it's spending time with your cat for 5 minutes or your pet, or just being outside and putting your face to the sun for 5 minutes, whatever it would be that's different and that has a different feeling from your current life.
You have a brain and a body, and that doesn't cost you anything to use.
Yep. Yep. So
love it.
Well, my friends, have a wonderful week. This week will be a little bit better than the last one. From what I understand, the astrology is better this week. We're really starting to get some helpful moments. The last week was a little bit crunchy, but we hope that you have a good week. Check us out this Friday, the 12th, on Facebook. We're going to just do a little live about our New Year stuff and kind of maybe ways or how to kind of get into it. Not to say that we're doing anything specifically structured around what to do, but just some helpful thoughts and prompts around it. And maybe at the end, if there's time and there's people wanting it, I might do a couple of readings for the new year. So, all right. We love you. We hope you have a good week ahead. Catch us on Wednesday on our podcast. We are actually recording one this week because we are back. And we will see you then. Take care, everybody.
Yay, we love y'all.
Thanks for listening. Remember, catch our podcast every Wednesdays on your favorite podcast station. Take care and have a great week.